back at it like you never left?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe with a little more barbecue sauce on my face, but I haven't looked yet. Back in the office. Pretty exciting.
When you look at the tape from the first 10 weeks of the season, how'd your self-scouting come out?
You don't even look at it. I mean, you know, you watch it week to week, and you're just moving on next week. You don't really have time to, like, go back and watch every game from the first 10 weeks. But I don't know. It's frustrating at times, but it's encouraging at times. You just try to stay positive and keep working.
Gus talked about everybody having a vision for the next 6 weeks. You know, what do you set out for yourself and for the offensive line?
As an offensive line, it doesn't really change. We want to have that identity that we can run the ball, and we want to strain through blockers and move the line of scrimmage. So that's never going to change. And protect the quarterback, obviously. You want to keep Blake clean and let him be confident throwing the ball. For me, I just need to be able to move on from negative plays and be able to make the next play my best play of the game, and just keep that positive mindset and keep focusing on your hands and feet and not let things, you know, not look back at things that you can't control at the, you know, point in time.
You also talked a lot about playing consistently. You were consistent with the run in October, obviously fell off a little bit against Dallas. How do you get back to that level?
We just keep working. I mean, even against Dallas, you know, we had, at times, we were successful. I mean, you see the big run with Denard, and there were another couple opportunities where the ball, you know, there's holes there and we're hitting them. It's just, you know, when you get behind like that, you got to throw the ball. And we didn't give ourselves enough chances to be able to establish a run and be able to lean on it because, you know, we didn't do it consistent enough. But we can, and, you know, that's what our identity is going to be, and we're going to, you know, work on that today and be able to bring it back this weekend.
Your season would be over if you were still at Virginia. You got 6 weeks left in you?
Yeah. That's kind of funny. You look at it like that, especially with the four games in the preseason. That last week, though, with the bye week was pretty, you know, rejuvenating and relaxing, kind of get away from it. But I came in today with a little hop in my step ready to get after it.